This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, February 2nd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I'm actually having a discussion with Aaron Green. We're continuing the conversation from the other part of the show, but I'm going to put this to Aaron, that desperation causes people to pick, hungry people pick out peas out of dog mess. This is a famous quote my mother used to say. She never used to say dog mess, but she used to say desperation forces a hungry man to pick peas out of dog mess because they're desperate and hungry. I believe that is what's happening with our tourism product right now. That is what's happening with downtown Bay Street. We are desperate. We are so desperate because we do not have a tourism model. We don't understand what our tourism product is because we don't control our tourism product. Our tourism product is controlled and managed by foreign people, and our government uses our funds, our tax money, to finance and help those foreign people become rich.
I'll even go as far as to say that in some instances, even the Bahamians who are in charge making decisions have an American, a global north mindset. And it's not necessarily the person who is not Bahamian that are making decisions that are irrelevant to the Bahamian way of life. In some instances, it's Bahamians that are ontologically American. They are Bahamians that think like foreigners that are making these decisions and driving us away from what is Bahamian.
And perhaps, Aaron, that's all we know. And this is why our tourism product is foreign in nature. And this is why we, all our desperation of not knowing how to fix Bay Street, knowing that Bay Street is broken and that we have no clue how to get it from the dire it's in, that we employed persons to build a port, make that port foreign, and create a foreign concept. Because of that desperation, we allowed a cruise line, Royal Bahamas, what is Royal Caribbean Limited?
Yeah, RCL.
To bid and win to have a construction, a possible construction over Paradise Island, to build another foreign concept. And this is what our problem is. Our problem is that we are broken. I believe that there's nobody, and sadly, I'm going to say this, and I hope the good gentleman doesn't get mad at me. There is nobody in the Ministry of Tourism, including the minister, knows what is our tourism product, because there's no inclination that they are moving towards making a Bahamian tourism product. Our entire tourism product is foreign, and we see it by all of the projects they are signing and undergirding at this present time.
Absolutely. I call it plantation model tourism. It's by us, not for us, and not with us. Like, we ain't making any of the decisions. We just providing the labor.
And see, I'm going to go back and forth between the two concepts. The cruise port, which is supposed to be the salvation for Bay Street, and we find out that they are actually competing with Bay Street. And we're trying to understand exactly how are they going to partner with Bay Street. And then I'm going to talk about this proposal that is happening over PI and whether that is good for the Bahamas. Mind you, I understand the desperation. I understand that we are in dire straits in terms of our tourism product of the main street, the culture of the Bahamas, like explaining how everything else is going to fall in line. And in our desperation, it just reminds me of what the two brothers said who sold his birthright.
Jacob and Esau?
That in his desperation of being hungry, that he's willing to be willing to sell our birthright. Now, this is where I'm vexed, right? Going to Royal Caribbean, and I know they mean well, and they are investors, and we should entertain the concept, but we need to have a concept that is Bahamian. I can't see having another theme park, a water theme park, when we have two of the largest theme parks in the Caribbean. right? In the Bahamas at this present time, just a couple of miles away from each other, right? To know that we now have a cruise line wanting to build a major theme park that all the boats and anyone who come into the Bahamas can say, okay, there's Disney World over there. Nothing Bahamian. No feel of what I call, again, Bahamiana, but another American concept. And we are entertaining the fact that this is the best we can do, that this foreign concept of Americanism is what our tourism product is about. And I'm offended by it, and I'm now lobbying our government to say, no, stop it. We can't be done because we have betrayed ourselves long enough, especially pursuing our 50th year of independence, that we, and no, all good conscience, I understand we need the money. I know we're desperate, like I said, but we just can't do it. It has to be something that reflects us as a country.
Okay. The government, this is one of the government's best ideas. I don't understand what you're talking about.
But which one is one of the best government's best ideas?
All of it. The cruise, the port, the cruise ships, the cruise ships in, hold on, the cruise ship, the cruise ships in the port in Nassau, and they have a private island. You could, it's one of the best ideas. You know why? A cruise ship is pay tax to enter Bahamian waters. It pay tax to enter the cruise port. It pay tax to go to the private island. It get a pay tax on the private island. Get a pay stamp tax once a year. I mean, I hope y'all pay stamp tax more than that. You see all the taxes the government collecting without having to do any work?
I see where you're going.
This is perhaps the best model the Bahamas has ever come up with in terms of tourism. They don't have to do any work.
No work.
They don't have to support the labor. They provide the labor. They get to tax the labor. The labor got to pay NIB. They get to tax the labor. The government provide the labor. They don't have to provide any support for any local projects. They don't have to provide any seed money. They don't have to work in partnership with any Bahamians. All they have to do is make sure there are sufficient laborers to go on that project to generate tax for the government. And the project, all they got to do is produce tax for the government. The government don't have to do any work. They don't have to check the facilities. They don't have to provide any inspections. They don't have to provide any oversight for protection of laborers on the work site. They don't have to do nothing but collect taxes. And in some instances, they save money by not even collecting the taxes.
I see I have a caller here. Producer Patrick calling through. And I got to talk labor. I got to talk labor because I want to know, is it providing jobs for Bahamians?
I didn't want to take you that far.
I won't talk about it because I'm concerned because I've experienced that Bimini area, Berry Island, cruise port, and I saw the people who work in there. But go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Morning, good.
That's good. I want you all to do me a favor. When you all have some time, go on YouTube and put in Fremont Street Lighting Show videos, right?
Hold on, say that slowly.
Fremont Street Lighting Show videos, right? And just imagine it and put a Bahamian spin on it, and imagine that from East Street on Bay Street to Victoria Avenue. Okay, it's only a canopy, but just put a Bahamian spin on it. Bahamian music, Bahamian entertainment, Bahamian restaurant, Bahamian everything, right? Mm-hmm. And see if that can't work on Bay Street, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, bro.
And please call back to
the people and let them know what you think about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that, caller. And thanks very much for calling. Because Aaron had one or two of those ideas. I want to rehash that out, too, as I mash up this Royal Caribbean prospect, right? But I see we have another caller. I'm going to patch the caller through, and I'm going to go back to what we discussed yesterday, Aaron. Uh-huh. Because I said I wanted to hash out to see the possibility, and the gentleman talk about Fremont Street and the activities or what could be happening. But let me patch the caller through, and then let's discuss that.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. That's not a call? Okay, let's go.
Okay.
So yesterday you gave me a list of things that what we can do.
Right.
Right? And the gentleman mentioned Fremont Street, and you gave some ideas similar to Fremont Street, and I want the gentleman to hear this.
Okay, so I added one to the list. Night markets and street parties. Now, this is all predicated on the idea that we bring back the overnight cruise, right? That we have cruise ships in port overnight, and the passengers come off the cruise ship night.
And let's pause again.
Yeah.
We don't bring things back. They come when we have activities. So you create the activities.
Right.
And if there is an activity of night things, then the cruise ship will say, man, let me stay longer.
So we start as an evening market, and we got to catch the boats as they're leaving the harbor, right? Mm-hmm. so that they could see what they missing.
Mm-hmm.
Night market and street parties.
And what you mean by that?
So there was a group of young people that started a night market on Prince George Wharf and the side corners leading off of Prince George Wharf.
Yes, it's been done.
So it's like a festival at night with food. Now, you know, the Bahamas, you know, the jitneys stop running at 6 because poor black people don't have nothing to do but go to work and go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what you do is you bring activity back to Bay Street by having vendors and restaurants that people could afford open in the nighttime in a different way. You're gonna close off pedestrian traffic. And I think this idea that the gentleman gave us would be like a canopy for Bay Street that stretches across whatever area you demarc as your night festival street party zone.
Okay, and I want to hash this up because I know you have a list, but I want to...
Yeah, let's stick on that.
Right? Who would be the vendors? Because it won't be more like the shops downtown. They won't be opening.
Right.
So I assume that you're talking about trinket shops, and will Bahamians go downtown to buy trinket shops?
Well, listen, we need to, as a part of this, right, you need to elevate your souvenir space. It's no longer going to Cuba and going and sending message to China to send me the smallest little tiny trinkets. Y'all don't even get creative and repaint them and put Bahamas on them and add something fancy to them. We got to start a souvenir workshop, right? So you making locally made crafts, and it has to be done either as a co-op. It can't be piece. You have to work together to bring the price down to match your cruise tourist wallet, right?
Because I want a straw bag, but they're starting at $120.
Yeah, we ain't talking about that particular straw bag. We're talking about a different quality of straw bag.
I don't want to change.
Yeah, but you don't like to travel on cruise. No, how? This ain't for you. This is for the people who are coming on cruise.
But you got to understand, for Bay Street to survive, it needs to have Bahamian commerce. And then that Bahamian commerce would transfer and translate to American money staying here. And we have the tourism product upside down. We think that the commerce comes from the Americans. See, fish fry survives because...
You want to have this conversation about how the vast majority of these bags are overpriced and Bahamians really need to consider what they're doing in the market.
But fish fry survives. And I see the caller, and let's go to the caller first.
Yeah.
The fish fry survive because of Bahamian commerce. And then the tourists come because they want to come and see us. And I think that we have downtown mix-up because we're trying to get trinket shops for the tourists and forget that Bahamians are not coming
down. Bahamians buying trinkets all the time off of Amazon and all over the place. Bahamians love trinkets. We're talking about Bahamians making trinkets for Bahamians primarily.
Yes, but let's go to the caller there. Producer, patch the caller through so we can hear them. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? That line looks like it's not working. It's blinking. Nothing. So let's go. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. So
let's go to the next one.
No, with that idea, right? So we're talking about nighttime activity entirely, right? We got Junkanoo Beach. We got the whole beach there. You need to have grills, beach fires, and storytelling for your evening and nighttime guests, right?
So you want storytelling.
And grills. Like, I want beach fires and food on the beach. Look here. We should be prepared at the peak, right? At the peak of the season to have a night market, like a night activity from Arawaki on the western side of Arawaki, stretch straight to Sydney Poitier Bridge. At the peak of it, this activity, there should be nightclubs. Bring back the good old days. Bring back the live music. Bring back a mix of Bahamian and urban music, right?
Who can pay for that?
We can pay for it.
How much are you going to pay for it? Because my generation want to listen to reggae. And for what you're describing, you look like you don't fit in reggae.
No, man, there's a mishmash. You have all the way from the western point of Arawaki to Sydney Poitier Bridge. We could fit every genre of music made by Bahamians along that strip.
Okay, but I want to go through your list. I want to go through your list because I need people to hear it, especially the gentleman who mentioned his idea. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to that festival tourism model quickly, mm-hmm. right? We should be having a major themed festival per month. Each month should have a theme and one major event. And then throughout that month, there should be auxiliary events available morning, noon, night.
So right now we have 300, at least we're supposed to have 52 weeks of festivals. I'm not sure how that going because...
12 months.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not sure any festival happened in January.
Yeah, we don't have any festival tourism right now.
But we have a Department of Festivals at the Ministry of Culture, who is responsible for facilitating and helping those who want to bring a festival. And apparently they're having challenges because we are unable to bring festivals out.
Festivals require a lot of work. It's not as easy. And people find that out as soon as they try to have a cookout.
Yes.
As soon as they try to have a cookout, they realize you need a degree to have a cookout.
Yes. But let me go to the caller here. Hopefully the line's working. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Mr. Nuri?
Go ahead.
Is this Mr. Nuri?
Yes, go ahead.
I can hardly hear you. I can hear my screen, but I cannot hear you.
Just go.
But, you know, Ms. Green, Mr. Nuri, I heard that gentleman called and saying that Nassau is too far gone. But when he talking about Nassau, you kept correcting him, Ms. Green. He was talking about New Providence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that person did a lesson, go back to school, a lesson in where Nassau is and what is Nassau. Nassau is a small block of this New Providence, stretching from Nassau Street up to Church Street. That is the city limits of Nassau, and it goes south to Meeting Street. Okay, that block in there, and go forward to the waterfront. Now, that's the first thing he needs to know is where Nassau is. And I don't believe nobody should be on this radio talking about Nassau is too far gone. Like you said, Ms. Durian, it's the people that are a little too far gone. The danger I'm afraid of with this new project that we pray that starts in Nassau is the crime issue when we start doing things at night. Because, Mr. Dury, let me tell you something. I went through that time at 71 years old where nightclubs was open at night. Most nightclubs Monday off. But nightclubs was running from Montague Beach Hotel. Come all the way down Bay Street, end up from East Bay Street, Montague, down Bay Street, all around where Harbor Bay is.
And I agree, and I'm excited about that, and I'm glad you, I appreciate you bringing that to our attention and reminding us about it. But Aaron, I want you to continue with your list.
All right. Like I say, festival tourism,
yes,
right?
Yes, we got that, Aaron.
Okay, next one, make a souvenir workshop. You know what Bahamians like to do? They like to go to the States and go to Build-A-Bear.
Yes, they have something like that over Atlantis too, Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, we should be doing that in the city of Nassau.
Build a junk new costume?
I mean, a junk new costume is large, but that is an activity we should provide for heads and beds tourists, right? Those who are staying a day, 2 days, right? Three days. But we can provide the base of a small, like we could take 5 or 6 souvenir models and give them the basics and let them build and choose from 5 or 6 options and create a custom souvenir to take home for their family and friends.
Ali and Asha has that, man. That's been done.
No, they're just doing junk canoe.
Mm. You want something else?
Where are they doing it? Just at the Junker Education Center on West Street? The place right there? I mean, that's cool. Right next to the art gallery. The art gallery should be a station as well. In fact, the bodies should partner. You should be able to go to the art gallery and do a make a souvenir workshop there. You should be able to go to the Junkanoo Education Center and make a Junkanoo themed souvenir there. You should be able to go to the music place and with the woodworkers and do a woodworking one there.
I got you. And I can embrace that. That's two. That's two. The festivals and you want to make a bear type thing in the concept. I understand that could be done for Bay Street. This could be an alternative to these big major foreign concept. Mm-hmm. Like the port concept, which they claim they're working with us. And then, of course, the cruise line concept, which we say it doesn't fit into our mesh of what we're doing.
All right.
But go ahead. What else do you want?
So, farmers market tours, right? But you're going to start in the city of Nassau because you're going to bring a fruit and vegetable market back to Nassau City proper, right?
And when you say farm, you're talking about bananas?
I talk about bananas and mango.
But they have bananas in the States. They have the pretty chiquita.
Yeah, no.
They have the pretty chiquita. I'm not sure.
Say the name again.
Chiquita.
And then you want real bananas.
That's real bananas.
Like fig banana and sugar banana and hog banana and a variety of bananas that we can grow here.
Tourists will come and enjoy sugar banana.
I'm telling you, I believe that if tourists are on the balcony of the ship as it comes into the harbor early in the morning and they see the supply of fruit that's available for them to walk off the ship and eat fresh, not only will they, but some tourists be booking their trips specifically for the fruit season of their choice, but tourists will come off the boat to have breakfast. And so you have a market there, and then you say to them, look here, this is only one of our markets, you know, let's take you on a farm and farmers market tour and show you what we grow in here. And then you have some vendors who are going to cook food from what's been sourced locally on their trip for them before they get back to the boat.
Would you say that our tourism product is too expensive?
Yes. In some instances, we need to provide different levels of experiences for different budgets and wallets. That's what we need to be able to do. We got a whole bunch of high-end experiences for high-end tourists, but we don't have reasonably priced for people who are what I think we should begin to refer to as KFC tourists. They got a limited budget, and this is what they do when they want to feel fancy. But yeah, don't mean they can eat anything else for the next 10 days.
I know that there are a number of persons who call cruise ship persons KFC tourists.
Yeah.
But is it that they don't see anything they can afford to buy or anything interesting that they can buy? Because they go into all the Caribbean, and we seem to be selling the same stuff. So therefore, they hold their money in their pocket. No,
okay, so one of the things that happened to me on my trip with a limited budget, because I already had a limited budget, right? I said, well, is this worth the money here? Will I see something better somewhere else? Because I had a very limited amount of money. But I feel like a lot of people choose the cruise option because of the cost. And then they spend a lot of time saving up. It's not just like people is just be like, oh, I got the extra 3,000. I got the extra. I'm just going to jump on a cruise. People are saving up for these experiences, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and then you get a thing. You may choose the option of a drink package. That is actually a little hefty on the cruise ship, right? Mm-hmm. But then you decided that's what you're going to spend your money on. And you typically do that once you get on the boat. So you have already worked out your budget, and then this is a consideration that arises.
So you say a bar crawl, that's what you're hinting towards?
No, but I mean, that could work as well. A history, pirate, colonialism themed, anything, right? Anything. It could be a bar crawl. It could be a walk-in tour. I tell you, here's the idea I have. A multi-theme historical reenactment murder mystery tour.
Explain that.
So it's like, you know, you play murder mystery, everybody gets a character, you get into character, and y'all got to solve the murder.
So that's Ponce Square. Well,
you may start and end at Pompeii Square, but you're going to hit a couple of spots, right? Like a part of the mystery took place in the bar, so you're going to go to a bar, and a scene is going to unfold in the bar, right? Then you're going to go up the road outside Pompeii Museum for a scene there, right? Then you're going to go up to the 66th staircase for a scene there. But you take basically taking people not just through a tour, but there's something extra added to it, and it's a it's almost a real story with some embellishments, right? So they're going through a real story that occurred in Nassau City, in New Providence, but they're taking a tour through the historical sites that are a part of the story.
So one of the complaints that Mike Morrow mentioned is that the fort, the water tower, is being underutilized. Right? Nobody in the Bahamas knows what is wrong with the water tower. Right? Last time I heard it was the elevator. Apparently, it's not the elevator. I knew
they had an elevator because when I went there in primary school, we had to walk up the steps. They had no.
They had an elevator at the water tower.
Yeah.
Right? It was closed for a reason.
Yeah.
And about 30 years later, nobody knows what that reason is.
Uh-huh.
But going back to the fort.
Yeah.
I thought there was reenactment at the forts already. So you were saying that we need more reenactment?
Of course. Look here, the key, watch this. And people say, oh, you can't get rid of Columbus. Oh, you can't get rid of the history. The history is real. We don't mind the prominence of the history if it's being used to benefit us. Why are you going to make us look at the faces of our enslavers and we can't even benefit from it? What we're saying is use the historical context. Get Bahamians involved and generate money from it. We are not taking advantage of the history that exists in the Bahamas because we don't want to have real conversations about it. And there's real guilt. And we don't want to have to appoint someone. See, the mayor model for the city of Nassau.
Yeah.
Every morning when the people come off the cruise ship, the town crier should say, look here, while you're in Nassau, you're going to have some experiences. You may pass through some reenactments. The history of the Bahamas has not always been a comfortable one. They used to keep slaves here and beat black people and do all kinds of things. But dear white people, you're going to get past your discomfort and you're going to experience these things and we're going to have real conversations about it. We don't use it because we're too uncomfortable acknowledging what the real history is. Get past that. Use it for the benefit of Bahamians.
They say that the Bahamas is the gateway to the New World,
right,
to the Americas. Is there a Columbus Museum anyplace here?
I think there is a small museum on the island we now know as San Salvador that has a Columbus element to it. But there is no specific Columbus museum.
I know when I was away in college and the professor there, my law professor, just happened, because I was at a class, he asked, anyone knows where Columbus, the first place Columbus yeah. discovered? Of course, the Americans said, he discovered America.
Yeah, because George W. Bush was saying yeah. that.
And then they go on further and say Columbus, Ohio was where he discovered, right? So most Americans do not know
yeah.
that Columbus came to the Bahamas first.
Yeah.
Right? But they know Columbus is part of their culture and part of their history, that Columbus came to the New World. The idea that we have not capitalized on that as yet, or see no reason to capitalize it. The idea that Black Baird was once a governor of the Bahamas and we see no reason to capitalize on that narrative tells us that we do not know what we want or that tourism or what can sell.
It suggests that we've not ever had the real conversation. We still caught up in the discomfort of serving white people, serving whiteness, and not wanting to have the conversations about it. I love that idea of a Columbus Museum. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that statue of Columbus and I can put him in a jail in the museum.
You need to have a museum first.
Don't watch nothing, man. No, I can put him in the jail place and build a museum around it. The Bahamian government museum. Way.
Yeah. You know where Mr. Burroughs' dragon is?
Yeah. No, it's in the back of what Ministry of Works lot somewhere, right? One of their lots.
Just throw it on the ground someplace. The yeah. idea that few behemoths even know it exists.
You know what they should do? They should put the Christopher Columbus statue where the newsstand is at the intersection of Cumberland, Blue Hill Road, and King Street.
See?
Because I believe Columbus wouldn't be selling things to the people over the wall. I just say it. I mean, he was a scoundrel, but I don't know.
You just want that building, that little shack to be moved away from off of Bay Street. And I say that adds charm.
Well, no, the one there at Cumberland Street is actually a hazard. And if I was a victim of a serious accident at that intersection, I sue the government and everything and everybody connected to that.
Always talking about sue the government. But let's go back onto your list.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm trying. Is that caller come through yet? No? Still not working, right? Okay, Patrick, call it through, because I'm not sure if the lines are working properly. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Newey. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
You know, I listen every morning, but I don't have to call. But, you know, it's always something when Ms. Green says something, she's so learned. I always could respond, but I'm very vexed and angry. Concerning the whiteness, and you were saying the servility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was upset yesterday on AP News when it was said that over a million Negroes from the Democratic Republic of Congo gathered to the Pope in some type of prayer or whatever it was. And I was like, wow. I don't know if they know the history about Belgium or whatever, King Leopold or whatever, but I don't want to get in there. But I was just wondering, why is that? And then I juxtapose this paradigm that we're living in now. And, you know, I was to the demonstration yesterday, and I've seen where we are very good at oppressing one another. You know, the police, they always try to look strong when they're just policing weak people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he was to send them out to war, then, you know, anyhow, but I just wanted to say this is something that Sparky had mentioned the other day about a Bohemian rush out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would you could juxtapose that with the paradigm that the model he was talking about on Bay Street, right, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, but like Sparky said, the problem is with crime, but obviously if you stop a Bohemian rush out, tourists could pay a small fee to enter, and they could just make a quick rush westwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like a nighttime life, it could be done like a Bohemian, like say once a month or once a week for during a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. Summer. And that'll cost the tourists and the Bohemian to intermingle. So I thought that was a very brilliant idea by Sparky. As a matter of fact, I was surprised that nobody actually jumped on that.
Well, I wanted to see what the Junk New Committee was doing first. It appears as if the Junk New community has some activities plan for 50th, but I would do it. I'd take it even further. I'd have a tourist rush, right?
Yeah, but,
hold on,
but,
and a people's rush
yeah,
until
yeah,
the point where the
yeah,
tourists
yeah.
are like, I don't want to do this tourist rush. I want rush with Bohemians.
Okay, thank you very much, 52. There's any more.
That's a good idea Sparky had about the people's rush.
I have a caller suggesting something for the 50th, and I thought it was interesting. Said we need to light up both bridges, especially for our 50th. Use solar lights. We need ideas. We want to know what's happening for February for the 50th
right.
celebration. And but I just want to bring that up and then move back
no,
to
man, that's a, listen, dear Texter, that's a great idea because with the proper technology, you're not just doing lighting up the bridge with solar lights, which is a great move towards energy resilience. You can do a light show. You know the government have a hologram machine. They got to hologram. We could, and I'm not, I mean, I am making fun, but not of you, Texter, the government. We could have a light show on the bridges, and we could have a light show. They interact, and above the two bridges, above the harbor, you have a light show that repeats. And you could get not just the company that's going to bid to put on the light show, but then you have a competition for what the light show should be.
So what else you have as an alternative to embracing these foreign concepts?
I like a national park tour and activities, right?
Which
like,
mean national? We have no parks.
Man, we have none but parks.
Well, give me a park that you take in tourists to.
The one right here, the Harold Bond.
Oh.
And then the one right there, I'm taking them in the vehicle. We may not, I'm taking them.
The one with the Harold Bond, you know the boardwalk is destroyed. You can't walk on that one. That's destroyed. Right.
I saw.
So which other one you want to take them to? Because that one's out. Any other one?
We're working on that
the
one.
The best one you can best, I guess, is in the back of Bahama there. And one or two of their boardwalk is now falling apart.
No, man.
You need to go behind it. You understand? You got to go so far and just stop.
No, man. Okay. So before we get through the...
Don't go to the one on Jaws Beach because that's completely on the ground.
There's a national park out there?
There's a boardwalk thing. You walk for the birds, but... It used to be there. Now it's just remnants.
We need to speak to the Western, the RBPF Western District. Like any of these activities that we do outside that are connected to Nassau City, but outside, we have to speak with the Royal Bahamas Police Force about what policing looks like with these new tourism models.
And don't go to the one by back at NIB either. I'm just saying that's not bad to walk on.
No, but there's one
you
of them.
You can get scraping about
there's
there.
One of them that already has residential facilities and amenities. That's the one I want to go to.
Where it is?
And where did they detain the people said they were living on the pond?
They could live on the pond. They had no amenities and facilities, though.
I mean, they had amenities and
they
facilities.
Just had a roof.
They had walls.
They
had windows, which meant they had breeze.
Yes.
Amenities.
Yes. So any of these lines working at this present time, or are they still blinking? Still have no idea what's happening. It is what it is. It's a rough day on the phone lines. But go ahead, give me another suggestion instead of these big projects.
What do you mean instead of these big projects? Okay, historic Nassau scavenger hunt.
Okay, I like that idea from the last time.
Right? And then I realized something that you mentioned earlier the show. It's like every cruise line have their own private island or private experience for their guests, right? It's exclusive to them. And so I say, let's do a historic Nassau scavenger hunt,
mm-hmm.
right? But let's make it a little more than just historic. We have that element as well. Let's bring the cruise ships online and let's do cruise ship themed scavenger hunts as well. Let's just make it a little fun and incentivize
that. Especially if you have two or three cruise ships here.
Yeah.
Have one big grand prize, like a free trip back to a family or four back to the Bahamas.
And then, yeah.
And you go to different tourist sites and you have to take your picture at the tourist site. Right. And the first family to come back.
Right. And imagine that the cruise ships compete against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's Royal Caribbean versus Disney versus, versus the other one,
The other ones.
Right. And then you get the cruise line, the cruise companies involved, incentivized to participate, to provide prizes, big prizes as well, right? And to draw traffic back to the Bahamas via the cruise ships.
I have a comment here that says, for Aaron, recently I've heard this expression about serving whiteness. If the majority of our visitors are white, that would explain that. And that's why, and why is that bad? Or am I missing something? They're saying that your phrase is kind of problematic.
The majority of our tourists are of European descent. Race and ancestry are two separate things. The majority of our guests are of European descent, but we keep serving them whiteness. Right?
Mm.
What that means, when they say, when you're of European descent, your culture is, that's who you are, that's where you come from. You're putting the layer of whiteness on them, and all white people like the same thing, and all white people behave the same. But then we realize that Greek Americans, right, and Greek Bahamians like different things from other ethnic groups out of Europe, and Greeks and American Bahamians like different things. They celebrate their Greekness differently. There's a difference between race and whiteness and ethnicity, which is like your descent, European descent. What you'll find is that both Africans and Europeans have indigenous cultures that survive to this day. And when we recognize that, then we could have an indigenous peoples festival where we showcase the practices of indigenous Bahamians, which would include both the Indian population and the earliest African populations to the Bahamas, right? It would also highlight a bit of the Lutheran adventurers and those early European descent settlers in the Bahamas. And then there's a space to explore the evolution of indigenous cultures in all of our ethnic groups in one festival. And see, that's why I like the text. You gave me a chance to break into it, the difference between race and ancestry. You could have a whole festival on it, my guy. Mm. And I love the idea.
Okay. This has been Guiding Radio AM. We're talking to Aaron Green. We're talking now concepts that we can easily adopt to enhance Bay Street and the downtown concept, instead of embracing these big foreign concepts, like that thing they're trying to build over PI, which it can't work because it does not resonate with what we call the Bahamas.
And look here, that's a whole nother discussion, right? Whether RCL has actually submitted a revised proposal that shrinks the footprint of their project. But what we have to talk about next time is tension in the tourism industry, because Nassau City and the cruise port is competing with the two mega resorts, other resorts and small hotels on New Providence, cruise-managed private
islands. Let's talk
islands,
that next.
And family island tourism.
Yeah, let's talk that next. Why there's so many swimming pigs? Why couldn't this just be Exuma?
Right, and hey, in Grand Bahama, before you all remove that beach, remember, carbon credits. Carbon credits, carbon credits.
Let's do this break, man. Let's do this break.
Sarah, how are you doing?
Okay.
Are you sure? I notice you've been down lately.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know. I can't really put into words how I'm feeling, but I know I don't feel like myself sometimes. There's just so much going on in my life. School, friends, sports. Sometimes I worry about different things and feel stressed.
I'm glad you're talking to me. And it's okay to talk about your feeling. It's normal to feel changes depending upon what's going on around you.
Yeah?
Of course. All of us should be concerned with our mental health and our well-being. Good mental health means that we can cope with our everyday stresses. You can talk to me anytime when you feel like it.
Okay. We should have these check and talks more often and take things from there.
Message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Of course, I have Aaron Green here. We're talking concepts, what we can embrace. And before the break, I mentioned to Aaron that, Aaron actually mentioned that there is a conflict, right? Yeah, is that the word you use? What word do you use?
Yeah, sorry. I thought we said that. I thought we was getting ready for next week. Tension.
Tension.
In the tourism industry, right? So while we're talking about the Nassau City and the cruise port and the Nassau City tourism product, and we realize that Nassau is competing with two mega, not just one mega resort, with two mega resorts, right? Other resorts, like high-end resorts, mm-hmm. and small hotels, also competing with cruise-managed private islands and family island tourism.
So you're equating Nassau, the city of Nassau proper, mm-hmm. as a destination or as a resort similar to the two major hotels, and that this has a draw by itself,
yeah.
and that this represents the Bahamas.
Right. The city of Nassau and the port as an amenity within the city of Nassau, right? So for this instance, let's not look at the port as something separate from Nassau, even though within that space, Nassau tourism product and the port are also competing in many ways, right? What I'm saying is, when we're looking at this Nassau City product, right? Water ferries. Not just water ferries, because the proposed project on Royal Caribbean's Paradise Island project is proposed to have no land access, so you need water ferries to take your guests either direct from the cruise ship, which I don't know. I think that water ferries should be restricted to Bahamian management and ownership only.
I'm sure it's going to be Bahamian owned.
Right.
I can't imagine a cruise line owning the water ferry.
Now, take that same water ferry. That water ferry could be moving people from the southwestern corridor and the southeastern corridor, parts of the island, around to New Providence. You know one of the reasons why Bahamians ain't on Bay Street? It take too long to get there. And then when you get there, there ain't no guaranteed parking. The taxis are everywhere. And even if you had something specific to do, it take too much time to get there. But what if there was a water ferry that move people? See, we also have this little Airbnb thing brewing to the point where we are replacing housing inventory that should be for Bahamians for tourists. That water ferry is instrumental in moving that Airbnb customer to the northern side of the island, right? So there's some tensions there that Nassau City has to figure out how to manage those. You see, the mega resorts, Nassau City doesn't see them as an enemy,
mm-hmm.
but the mega resorts may see Nassau City as a problem and say, hey, I want to have the hair braiders in my hotel.
So the hair braiders are in the hotel already?
Yeah, I don't understand why.
The chicken in the bag stores are in the hotel already.
Shut them down. Call the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
The conch salad, conch shack is in the resorts already.
No.
It's there.
No.
But it's there.
No, it shouldn't be there.
You're saying it shouldn't, but I said it was there.
And so this is the point. Why are we having to compete?
Because we don't understand our tourism product and holding anything as sacred. The same reason is the world claimed that we had a pig island, right? Major's Key. That something magical happened and that a bunch of pigs started living on an island, organically grown, right? Germane to that environment, and they had the pigs and the bird, angry birds, and they brought that concept that this place actually exists, mm-hmm. in the Bahamas. It's a real place, and instead of we nurture that, develop that, and say yes, we have an exotic place where
exclusive, the only place where you could
in
see
the
it.
World,
yeah,
right. Instead of we nourish that, they have one over PI, they have one in Long Island, they have one in Grand Bahama.
They have one on Palm Beach Drive, and they have one on Liberated African Way in Adelaide.
Yes.
You could imagine that.
And nobody sees the problem with that.
Which one you think got approved? I heard this, the one on Palm Beach Drive. People had no problem.
But definitely one over PI is approved. Talk that.
What do you mean there's a swimming...
There's a swimming pigs. You go over PIA.
Who is it managed by?
I don't know.
The hotel, Bahamians?
I have no idea.
Where's the EIA?
I don't know. It's just the Bahamas.
Imagine that it appears as if some hotels do not tolerate the presence of Bahamians on the beaches in their own country, but would take steps to facilitate the presence of pigs. I am just saying, if it's happening, we don't know who is responsible for anything, but why is the swimming pigs the model that y'all decided to duplicate? They had, look here, they had somebody them on a rock. It wasn't even an island. It was a rock with half a structure and the pigs. It wasn't even vegetation on the island for the pigs. We like copy so much and don't understand what it is we copying.
Because we don't understand what our tourism product should be about, and that is a partnership, and that where are we moving?
Right.
We don't know where we're coming from to where we're going.
And this is one, look here, one of the central questions for the port, for the city of Nassau and its relationship with the port that sits in the city of Nassau. The question is this: how invested in Nassau City are cruise ships if they have private islands and private family island destinations exclusive to their respective guests?
And that for them to escape Nassau. And I'll go with this, because we was talking labor before we were on the break. On those exclusive islands, the workers, the laborers, the foreign laborers who are on the boat can come off the boat and serve as waiters on their private island.
That's a breach of the labor law.
I tell you, that's what it is. You go there and Jose is serving you tequila and lime on the beach in the Bahamas.
You think the union leaders know that?
They have to swim there. There's a private island.
Was that happening when John Pinder was the director of labor?
You get to have no access to the island. That's what it is.
Because there's a lot
and
of
this
things.
Is why I'm concerned about the project over PI. Will they do the same thing? Will the Filipino bartenders be on the Bahamian beach saying that he's a part of the cruise line and want to serve the tourists there? And I said, that can't happen.
Listen, I know what to do with it. Honorable Keith Bell, you see that same operation you all had this past couple of months?
You mean this protest with Lincoln?
No, that wasn't the same thing.
Okay, sorry.
Today's paper.
That's Lincoln.
No. Bell calls for karma, heads over immigration issue in the Nassau Guardian. If you read that article, you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm sure he's talking about Lincoln.
Because I bet you, listen, I'm just saying, you should go on that island and make sure that everybody is working within the scope of their work permits. Because the Bahamas has this nasty habit of sex tourism. The people couldn't be serving drinks. Not when Bahamians need jobs. Not when Bahamians suffering for the jobs that they are qualified to take. That's what the problem is. Bahamians aren't that upset at sort of the white-collar jobs being taken because they don't feel that they're prepared to be able to take those jobs, right? To work those jobs. But they're saying the jobs that we're left with because of our poor education system and maybe our poor choices, but it don't matter. Why are the jobs that are most accessible to us no longer available because of migrant labor? You see what I'm saying? And so I refuse to believe that there are people from the cruise ship working outside of the scope of their work permit on these private islands and Bahamians going there and kikiing.
I know you mentioned a couple of activities that we can take advantage of. And this texter is saying that we need to have a Bahamian theme park for Bahamians over the hill. And I'm thinking of Scrooge, and he was trying to get off the ground. His tour, which was MLK,
Martin Luther King,
and how he stayed here, and Malcolm, and what the next gentleman was, Marcus Garvey, and how he stayed there, have a tour. But that's not coming off the ground. It's just a concept inside the head, and he's trying to develop it. What do we do for Bahamians who have concepts? Who have good ideas and say, man, this could be a good tour.
National lottery. A national lottery would be a great space to garner, to extract.
Mr. Christie answered that already, man.
The funds. Mr. Christie.
He had that loose leaf.
He doesn't even understand referendums. Why are you all relying on that?
So you believe that we should perhaps lobby our current prime minister to consider a lottery to help finance?
No, we need to lobby the Bahamian people. We need to lobby the Bahamian people, but that would be a mechanism. And a lot of the texts today indicated that the biggest obstacle to Bahamians participating fully in the development of Nassau City and the rest of the country is a lack of money. The national lottery is the way to do it.
This has been Guardian Radio to AM. I enjoyed this conversation with Aaron Green, and we're still talking tourism now. And mind you, we are prepared to pass this out. But I see the music playing. That means we got to go straight to the news. We'll be right back again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.